Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Amy Dickinson and Roy Blunt Jr. each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 1.
All right, Paula, you are in third place, but just by a bit.
Yeah.
So you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Pakistan emphasized Wednesday that its peace deal with the Taliban would not assure safe harbor to blank.
Bin Laden.
Right. After receiving stern warnings from Congress on Thursday, BP pledged to fix the maintenance issues that led to the shutdown of the blank.
Alaskan pipeline.
Right. President Bush announced he would nominate Mary Peters to succeed Norman Mineta as the Secretary of blank.
Transportation.
Right. According to a new book, before moving into Hillary Clinton's old office in the White House, Karl Rove blanked.
Redecorated.
Had it exorcised.
Oh!
A third round loss at the U.S. Open ended blank's tennis career.
Oh, Agassi.
Right, Andre Agassi, good enough. Saying, quote, "My name is Meredith Vieira, and welcome to The View." Blank began her tenure on the show.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. Former pro football star Lynn Swann, facing an uphill battle as the Republican candidate for governor of Pennsylvania, this week took out his political frustrations on blank.
The Raiders.
No. A drunk tank clown.
Oh. Drunk tank clown?
I'm sorry,
a
I said
dunk,
that so wrong.
A dunk tank clown.
That's what happens when I avert my eyes from the script.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it in a drunk tank when there's one guy, you know.
And he's a clown.
I'll take it through. Hey, did you hear the one? There's this vomit.
Big shoes.
I know, yeah.
And whoa, the huge whoa. Pants.
Oh, go. Oh, yeah.
This could really give law enforcement a whole nother idea.
A dunk tank clown.
Oh.
Mr. Swann attended the Allentown Fair and took a couple of good-natured throws at, you know, the clown sitting in the dunk tank. That's a thing. You
yeah.
hit
mm-hmm.
the thing and the
sure.
clown falls in.
Yeah.
Well, he missed, and, you know, he's turning to go away, continue politicking, and the clown yelled, "I hope you do better at the polls, buddy."
Oh. Yeah.
So Swann, turning green, his muscles expanding, ripping his clothes, returned and picking up ball after ball, he kept throwing and throwing until he dunked that clown. He then lifted his fists in the air, beaming in triumph.
Oh.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 11 points, and Paula has taken the lead.
Very well done. We flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go next. So, Amy, here we go. Fill in the blank. In what is being hailed as a milestone, the government of blank assumed control of its own military.
Iraq.
Right. Felipe Calderon was named president-elect of blank this week.
Mexico.
Right. The Justice Department is investigating whether Tom DeLay's wife did blank while taking a salary from a job at a lobbying firm.
Does it involve a dunk tank clown?
No, it doesn't.
Don't know.
Did anything. Well, if she did anything. The court has ordered the return of millions of dollars to a Hong Kong banker who says he didn't get his money's worth when he bought blank.
Gold.
No unlimited salsa lessons. Nellie Connolly, the former Texas First Lady who was riding with blank when he was assassinated, died at age 87.
John F. Kennedy.
Right. The annual muscular dystrophy telethon hosted by blank raised a record $61 million.
Jerry Lewis.
Right. A Detroit Lions assistant coach was arrested twice in 2 weeks, once for drunk driving and then once for blank driving.
Blind driving.
No. Nude driving. The police ticket described Coach Joe Cullen's second misadventure this way, quote, "driving on public streets without any clothes on," and then in parenthesis in capital letters, nude. Cullen apologized for the incident, saying he'd learned a valuable lesson.
And oh, how the naga hide sticks to your you-know-what.
And it makes that awful noise when the police pull you out of the car.
Ouch.
I hate that. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11, and she's tied with Paula for the lead.
All right, then. So, how many, then, does Roy need to win?
Roy needs 4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
All right, Roy, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Although the naval blockade remains in place, Israel lifted their 2-month-old air blockade of blank.
Lebanon.
Right. CNN reported that as of this week, the number of Americans killed in Afghanistan and Iraq has surpassed the number killed on blank.
9/11.
Right, despite a campaign that has been described as inept, Blank won the GOP nomination for Florida's seat in the U.S. Senate.
Catherine Herrick.
Right. With his new album, Modern Times, Blank had his first number one record in three decades.
Bob Dylan.
Yes. A man in Britain told a court he's, quote, perfectly safe on the roads, even though he was operating a car while blank.
Was he the one who was blind and had no arms?
That's the guy, right. Protesting that she was just speeding to get a hamburger, socialite Blank was arrested for drunk driving.
Socialite, I don't know. Mrs. Astor.
No, Paris Hilton, of course. Who else?
Paris Hilton, no.
Mrs. Astor. What is this, 1930?
No, she's
Italian soccer star Marco Materazzi revealed that his insult about Zinedine Zidane's sister during the World Cup final was the thing that provoked Zidane into blanking him.
Butting him.
Headbutting him, right. A California man dressed in a cape and Ronald Reagan mask successfully robbed a Bank of America, even though he blanked.
Couldn't remember that he had done it.
Nope. No, he did. He successfully robbed the bank, even though he couldn't see through his mask, got tangled up in his own cape, and found his getaway car blocked by a delivery truck. So he told everybody in the bank to get down. The flamboyant robber got his gun tangled up in his cape. He dropped it in the ground. Ooh. After picking it up and robbing a teller, he rushed out, found that his getaway car was boxed in by delivery trucks. Mm. The robber was last seen driving away as, yes, the dye pack and the money exploded.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed four to tie. Roy had six correct Ooh. Answers.
Oh, my goodness.
So with 15 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
There you
did
go.
It without Paris Hilton. I'm proud.